Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
This is the AC All Access Show. We are live from Frickers in Adrian. Trevor Wilson, our engineer tonight. I'm your host, Ian Wentz. We are an hour early. We have girls high school basketball tonight, 7 o'clock, Tecumseh playing in a regional semifinal against Hazlitt. So John Cain will be here on the Cave at 7 o'clock. We are talking Bulldog athletics. Until then, coming up, we have Gabe Jones from baseball, whose pressure meter just got lifted up a little bit because Skip is in the house now. We'll talk Adrian College NCAA women's hockey. Hunter Reardon and Kaylee Simon will join me. And then Madeline Turcotte with the women's lacrosse team will finish up the show. And as we start most weeks, it's our weekly recap with Sports Information Director Mike Prang. So let's start with dramatics at the Arrington on Saturday afternoon. Women's hockey goes to overtime, and they avenge a loss last year in the overtime period to St. Norbert, and they get the win.
Dramatics is the right word. I use scary a little bit as we looked like we
had it
after
knocking.
The first. And St. Norbert came back. But, yeah, just a different team in overtime that took that game. And it was a good revenge game, as that's what St. Norbert did to us last year. We went to their place, and they beat us in overtime to get the automatic bid from the NCHA. So nice for them to grab that this year. And then we'll be headed to Pennsylvania to Wilkes University on Saturday for the first round game.
I was told just under the mileage requirement for the NCAA to fly the Bulldogs to Eastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I think we're going to push campus 4 miles west and get to that 500-mile mark. But, yeah, 496 miles campus to campus, so we will be jumping in a bus for that one.
Sweet. Hey, those are fun bus rides. You know what I mean? It's, you know, tournament time, and Adrian College, one of 14 teams. In the field. So,
yep.
Good luck to Davis and those young women. We'll talk to two of them here in a little bit. Boy, men's hockey, second year in a row, first team out of the NCAA tournament, fell in the semis of the conference tournament. Too many upsets in other conferences for the Bulldogs to get in.
Yeah, I mean, the NPI has been a good switch in some ways and not so good in others. And, you know, the cards didn't fall in our favor this year. Like you said, a couple upsets. I mean, number 3 ranked Hamilton, they lost in their semifinals. So that kind of messed with us a little bit. And then having Aurora ranked high above us and them losing in the finals to St. Norbert. So now there's 2 NCHA teams in, one with the automatic bid and one team that was ranked above us. So, you know, the weird one that everyone's talking about, Salve Regina, they haven't played a game in a month. And being an independent team, not being in a conference this year, and they didn't have a conference tournament to really affect their numbers positive or negatively. Well, you know, us playing a 8-seeded Lake Forest, they actually kind of dropped us a little bit. But so is what it is. I mean, yeah, first team out, it still was another 21 season for the Bulldogs. So hopefully next year we can just make it easier on ourselves and get the AQ.
Yeah, I know. You'd obviously like to get to that point and beat Aurora one of those times.
Yes.
Out of 5, and you're in. I think regardless of
what we have a lot of revenge against Aurora next year.
Yeah. You know, but again, although the team, weird to say, the team didn't go as far as last year.
Yeah.
Made the Harris Cup final last year, lost in it. But in many ways, I think the team improved from last year.
They definitely did. I mean, you see more guys up in the national rankings this year. Like Ian Amsball is up ranked nationally in points. I mean, I think he's still top 3. And David Clark among defensemen in Division III is, I think, 2nd in points. So, yeah, guys are definitely doing great things. And unfortunately, Amsball is going to be a big loss for us next year. But you got David Clark back, and you got, you know, guys like Frank Tefelski and Patrick Saney back. So, you know, still be a solid core, and Ryan Piros in net. So,
right.
You know, it's not going to be – you're going to miss some guys next year, but, I mean, as Coach Phillips always does, brings in a solid recruiting class and retains some solid guys.
That's right. You know, a guy that's been on this show plenty of times, Jake Swade.
Mm-hmm.
I'll miss him.
Yeah, I
you
mean,
know,
definitely
he's been around
a vocal
the show
leader
for a long time
and
too,
aggressive leader as well. But, yeah. You know, that's a guy that'll be missed too.
Moving down the list here, men's Division One ACHA hockey. They begin their nationals this weekend. I feel like it's been a couple weeks since they played in their GL6 championship to beat Calvin and hoist the trophy again. I think it's been a couple weeks off, and now they're going to go play, looks like, West Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of – it's funny. This team's kind of like the NCAA team last year. Like, this is a quote-unquote down year for them because they didn't get a first-round bye to the national tournament. But, I mean, they still have 30 wins on the year, and they're still going, and they have the opportunity to make a run. I mean, they're the highest-seeded team that has to play a first-round game. So, yeah, but, I mean, Coach Estalas always has that team ready to go, and they're used to every year having that two-week break, which is weird. I'm sure it's probably just a scheduling thing with the facility in St. Louis, but just another team ready to go for postseason play and hopefully make a run and bring home some hardware.
Yeah, program that's no stranger to that, bringing home some hardware. But it's going to be a challenge.
Playing 5 days in a row, too.
I was going to say, yeah. Did they schedule some kind of, I want to say tournament, but not really, like a weekend where they play three games in a weekend? I feel like they did that this year.
The women tend to do that more so than the men. But, no, the men have always just kind of been their two-game series and stuff like that. But, having to play five in a row to win it all is going to be tough. But we'll see what happens.
All right. That's going to be, Flow Hockey that usually has that?
Yeah.
So check that out if you want to watch. Or, make the trip down to St. Louis.
Long one.
Yeah, sure, long one. Might be worth it if they play in five games and win them all. Softball, a team I'm jealous of, they were down for spring break. They come back with a 4-6 record. A couple of close losses, but some good wins in there out of 10.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a very young team. They graduated 7 seniors, including their 2 star pitchers. But they got people like Taylor Gerhardt back. That's back-to-back MIAA Player of the Week. She's been doing well. Young pitching staff. I mean, we were talking their number one pitcher this year is a sophomore, Avery Clark. She pitched the same amount of innings in Florida last week that she pitched all of last season. So definitely going to be kind of a rebuilding year, but, our coaching staff has definitely grown this team over the years since Coach Fox and Coach Hannah have been hired and everything. So we see ourselves still competing for a spot in the MIAA tournament and hopefully making a run. But, yeah, very young team, but that shows well for the future, too.
We just talked hockey playing 5-5 potentially. On these spring break trips, I know baseball and softball, you get in as many games as you can, so I felt like they played almost every day. So that can impact your pitching, too.
Yeah, we had one off day down there, so they played 3 days of doubleheaders in a row. They had an off day and then doubleheader, and came on back, and they're headed down to Capitol tomorrow to play 2 more. So,
okay. Wow. Baseball. You got Skip right here. Hot start. Jumped in the rankings from 20 up to 9. Lost a couple. And then had a nice end to their trip. You were down there with them, so you can give
it. I was with softball.
Oh, you were with softball.
Yeah, that's
where
okay. I was.
Well, baseball? Doing baseball things.
Yeah. I mean, got to be careful what I say with this guy standing next to me. But yeah. I was talking to him, so nothing that didn't come from his mouth. I mean, we're struggling to throw some strikes right now. So
it was offense before. It was like we're not going to be as powerful as last year.
And we go out and hit 7 home runs in the first 2 games.
Yeah.
And now we can't pitch, is what he's saying. So he's never satisfied.
There's always something, right? There's always something. Well, when a guy's wearing what should be a black hoodie that looks brown because it's been worn for so long, he tends to know what he's talking about. So. Again, a really good start for baseball. Golf, they get to go down south and be warm. They were down in North Carolina.
Yeah. Men placed pretty well in that field of, I think there were 10 teams. I want to say they placed 6th, top of my head. And Michael Schubeck got MIAA Athlete of the Week. He played well in the 2 rounds down there. The women brought 2 teams down, an A team and the B team. And actually, what on paper it looks surprising seeing the B team plays better than the A team. So I joke with Coach Greenwood, there could be a little MIAA spring final lineup shakeup here. But, you know, it's good to see that team being competitive again, you know, not just their normal starting five, but he brought 11 girls down there. And, you know, every single one of them was competitive. And, yeah, like I said, the B team did better. So, yeah, we could see kind of a successful run, and that's another younger team where, you know, get that experience now, and, you know, now it's going to be a very competitive starting lineup for next fall's MIAA season.
Looking at the lacrosse teams, women's lacrosse off to a great start. Men's lacrosse picking up some momentum here in the last couple of contests, but, you know, they played some games in the Dome, played some games down south, so just trying to get a feel.
Yeah, women's lacrosse has been a scoring machine, 4-0, and they've scored 20 goals in every single one of those games. So they wow. average 20.0 goals per game. It's
exactly.
funny.
Yeah.
But they've all been some blowout wins, and some of them have been those early season kind of cupcake victories. But, you know, the two they just had down in Florida were two good ones for them against some NAIA competition. And, yeah, I mean, it's good to see them grow early, and they're projected to finish fourth in the MIAA, and I can see it being maybe even higher than that. So that's great. The men, yeah, like you said, gained some momentum. It was a slow start for them. That's a younger team losing two All-Americans. One of them still on the team as an assistant coach, so he's been working with some guys, and they're starting to get the flow of things. And, you know, now they've got three wins on the season. So, yeah, team's growing, and plans to get it fully figured out before conference play when it all matters.
Well, Cave fans might know Cameron Reed. He's the assistant. He interned with us, so people might remember that name from a year or two ago. Got to mention this kind of in the recap. It came out today that Coach Tim Kaiser stepping down from men's basketball, and he's been a guy that's been on the show a few times, had his players. So for me, from the media standpoint, he was always a pleasure to talk to, and a stand-up guy and a good basketball mind. So, you know, just wanted to put that out there that, you know, just happened today. And you don't have to say anything on it if you don't want to, Frank.
No, I will. I mean, Tim's a great guy. I mean, he's been here for six seasons, five as the head coach. And, you know, he started as the assistant here and then made the change. And he had a few games under his belt as acting head coach. You know, things didn't go the way he wanted to as head coach. But, you know, now he's getting older. He's engaged now. And he's ready to move on to his next opportunity with his fiance down in Indianapolis. So we thank him for everything he's done here. And we wish him the best of luck. And we're excited for what the future of men's basketball has to come with our next head coach when that person gets hired. So,
all right, there we go. That's our week in review with Sports Information Director Mike Prang over at Adrian College. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to go local. Yeah, Gabe Jones. People in Blissfield know that name. So we'll talk with Mr. Jones right after these words. You're listening to the AC All Access Show live from Frickers in Adrian right here on South Main Street. I'm Ian Wendt. We'll be back here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
They call us a Cinderella store.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella store.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella store.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show here at Frickers in Adrian, South Main Street. Trevor Wilson, our engineer tonight. I am your host, Ian Wendt. We are going to give Stacy Mitchell a microphone at some point. I told her we were going to for 2 weeks.
Why?
I don't want to be a liar all the time.
All the time? Just some of the time?
Just some of the time. The special today at Frickers, the boneless wings, is it 89 cents, 79 cents a wing? What's it at? You ordered it. I think it's seven. Is it 79? 89? Oh, come on, Stacy.
It's not in here.
What do you mean it's not in there?
I'm just kidding.
Mine are free because they show up on your bill. Help. Wings are 89 or 79? Wings.
Are they 79 or
89? They're 99. Oh, they're 99. 99 cents. You got to buy 10. Okay, got it. Okay, got the deal figured out. I never.
It changed recently, though.
It must have. Well, Stacy, I never see the bill. You see it every week.
I don't look that close. I guess
she doesn't look that close. Anyway, geez, we got through one special.
When you make.
You got bone-in wings on Tuesday, steak on Wednesday. You got chicken chunks on Thursday, and they got weekday lunch specials. Well, that was a great endorsement for Frickers. They better take note of that, beauty. All right, we're going to baseball now. We have a junior from Blissfield, Gabe Jones, with me. A transferred in from nearby Jackson College, so you never went too far. I got to ask you, what brought you to the Bulldog program?
I've lived in Blissfield pretty much my whole entire life, and I've kind of always known what Adrian baseball is about. And that's what kind of really drew me in was their winning program. I've always been somebody who wants to win. Like, losing's no fun, let's be real.
Right.
Skip reached out to me my senior year of high school and wasn't the right fit right out of high school. But out of JUCO, I made probably the best decision I ever made in my life. And I actually regret not going there right out of high school, to be honest. It's just been such a great experience so far. And I'm very thankful for the opportunity.
And obviously you come from, well, you talk about winning. Blissfield baseball, synonymous with winning as well. So,
it is.
You know, it kind of bleeds into itself, right?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Were you there with Coach Tuttle in Blissfield?
I was. That was okay. My sophomore year. We ended up losing a Liggett in the state semifinals, and that was his last year.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of winning with this guy. So, yeah, come to Adrian College and start the season ranked 20th, and now you're up to number 9. New rankings plan to come out tomorrow, but that's stuff for us media people and fans to worry about, Gabe. The catcher position for the Bulldogs has been taken care of by a guy named David Kedro for the last couple
of
years.
I've heard a lot about him.
Yeah, and stepping into those shoes, and obviously you go back. You got Gunnar Rainey back there as well, so a tradition behind the plate of, you know, obviously a field general, but someone that can hit the ball too. So
right.
That's, you know, there's some shoes to fill in that position, I'd say.
It is. It's a tough job to fill, but, I am not the only catcher. Aiden Melvin is also a sophomore, and he's been catching half the games as well.
Okay.
And we've been switching on and off and been doing a very good job.
Nice. Well, you brought up a name, so Gabe came prepared. He's got some shout outs he's got to give, but I do want to talk about the pitching staff. We had Jackson Clark on the program, Sean Parker and Adrian Kidd, you probably played, you know.
Yes, played many games against them.
Yeah, so could you, you know, talk about the pitching staff and how that's gone and the approach this spring? I mean, was it – obviously if a guy's hot, you kind of let him go, I think. But have you had a chance to catch a lot of these guys in game action?
I have. I've been doing a lot of catching with Eddie Benez. He's a senior left-handed pitcher, and he's probably been our standout pitcher this year. I'm not sure if Skip was counting him as much as he has, but sure. He's really stepped into some big shoes. He's he had a big win against East Texas Baptist, and I caught him, and that was just a great performance.
Full seven, right? Or how far did he go?
I think he went five innings.
Okay.
Five innings.
He's a lefty?
He is.
Right?
Okay. He is. Southpaw.
Yeah. what's it like catching a lefty versus a righty? Is it that big of a difference? Or first off, are you a righty?
I am a righty.
Okay.
I am a righty.
All right.
I'm a righty. Biggest thing I'd say is usually lefties have more movement to their pitches. He's got a little two-seam that dives a little bit.
Okay.
And righties, for the most part, are usually pretty flat, depending on arm slot.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. I mean, a big performance by him. Was that the opening game of the season? Or one of? Or did Clark pitch the first game?
No. That would have been the second day,
I believe.
It was
early.
Yeah, because Sean Parker and Parker Ferris, they pitched that first game against not Huntington. Oh, Mount St. Joseph.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
They pitched that first game. We ended up walking it off in the last inning.
Yeah.
Bases loaded. I got a pinch at bat, and the pitcher ended up going and throwing one to the backstop. And Tristan Hayes ended up scoring the game-winning run.
Okay.
And it was a big win, especially starting the spring break off right.
RBI on that or no?
No RBI.
Okay. All right. Hey, you would I'd contest for one. I'd plead for one. Like, hey. That guy was so intimidated, he didn't want to throw me anything close to a strike.
Oh, yeah, he threw it right to the backstop.
That should be an RBI. other guys you've caught for so far this season, I know we're only, what, about 10 games in?
Yes, 9 games in. We're 6-3. I caught Eddie Benez 3 out of the 4 times I think I've caught. But he's been pretty much the guy I've been catching majority of the time.
Okay.
Him. Molesky, he's been good relief guy. I've caught some Lincoln Lipinski, who's a senior from Onstead.
Yeah.
And he's done very well.
Ambrose pitching?
Ambrose.
Hudson.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Played him in high school a lot. He's definitely fun to catch.
LCAA stuff right
yes,
there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. He's a good pitcher. He did really well against Montclair State. Had a good day. That day also Jackson McGuigan. Hitter from Manchester. He had 2 bombs, which was huge. Ended up having 4 RBIs, 4 of the 8 runs scored. So.
Wow. I mean, these are some of these names, and this is how you want a program to be. Some of these names were bench guys, pinch hit guys, once in a while guys, and feel like they're getting more time. So that's good to see.
Yes, definitely.
So your numbers. Let's see here. Oh, 469 batting average leads the team. You'll say that's early. I'll say, well, you're still leading the team in batting average.
Early.
15 hits and 32 trips, 3 doubles, a homer, 7 RBIs. We'll take that for the first 9.
Definitely.
Feeling it a little bit down south, the ball flying a little bit more? Or
pitchers were throwing harder, and you just got to stick your bat out there.
Yeah. I mean, you guys went up against some other ranked competition or receiving votes. So,
yeah.
Like, you're talking about no easy stretch here for you guys. And
no, we didn't play a single bad team down there. And, I mean, the games we lost, there's probably one game that we should have lost, and the rest were just unlucky.
Yeah. I mean, geez, you got, let's see. 23 Brockport receiving votes, Mountain Union receiving votes, East Texas Baptist receiving votes, Huntington. You got number 3 Denison on Friday.
We do.
And then Baldwin Wallace also receiving votes, and then North Central. And obviously all of this, Gabe, builds on what you're looking at postseason. I know you got to focus on today that gets to tomorrow. But when you put the schedule together and you see this on the website and you go, okay, We're playing for seeding, right? We're playing for regional status.
Definitely.
And obviously top seed in the MIAA tournament. So could you speak to just the not quite murderer's role, but it's been a very competitive schedule for you guys.
Very competitive. And I think that's just kind of the program that Coach Rainey's built is we want to go to the World Series and make a run. Like that's kind of our number one goal.
Gabe, outside of baseball, Blissfield guy. You play with a bunch of other kids from Lenawee County. You are a student. What are you studying at AC?
Business.
There you
go. Project management, to be specific.
Nice. Okay.
Doing a lot of online courses through the RISE program that Docking created.
Okay. Do you have plans already? You seem very set in that. Do you have any thoughts for a couple years from now?
No, not exactly. You know, the past few summers, I've worked construction company at Papenagan Construction in Blissfield. And maybe going into something along trades with project management, kind of like a construction project management.
Okay.
Kind of the route I'm looking at, but open to, sales or something along those lines.
Well, I hope Stacy heard that. A couple years interested in other things, maybe sales. See? Yeah.
We'll talk.
Be in touch. Yeah. See, Stacy needed a microphone today. She's doing a lot of off-mic stuff. Let's look ahead quickly to this weekend. Number 3, Denison. That's a school I'm familiar with. I feel like we play them pretty regularly. And then you got Baldwin-Wallace and North Central.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to this weekend. Definitely going to get back on track of winning. You know, it left a bad taste in our mouths leaving down south, only winning that one game on the weekend where we should have definitely taken more than one.
Well, hey, as people say, that's baseball.
Right.
You know,
things
look at the box
happen.
Score and I go, I see that's sticking in my mind. One of the games gave up a 7 spot. I'm like, I've seen that before.
Yeah.
I've been on the wrong end of that before. Not in college baseball. In my youth, I've seen that. So, hey, keep your head up. You guys are a good team. Obviously, ranked number 9 right now. We'll see where you are tomorrow. But a great start to the season for the Bulldog baseball team. And if people want more information, go to adrianbulldogs.com. And there you can learn a little bit more about the junior catcher from Blissfield, Gabe Jones. Gabe, thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to step aside. We're going to go from the diamond to the rink. You got a couple ladies that have etched their name in Bulldog lore on Saturday afternoon. Hunter Reardon and Kaylee Simon will join me next. You are listening to the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella store.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College. This isn't some fairy tale. It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella story.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella story.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Okay, ready?
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com here at Frickers in Adrian with Trevor Wilson, our engineer. I'm your host, Ian Wendt. We just talked with Gabe Jones with the Adrian College baseball team. We'll have Madeline Turcotte with the women's lacrosse team coming up in a little bit. But right now, we're going to talk some NCAA women's ice hockey. We got a couple of overtime heroes with me right now. We have Hunter Reardon and Kaylee Simon. Hunter, a junior from Lake Elmo, Minnesota. Kaylee, a sophomore defenseman from Howell, Michigan. We're going to skip the what brought you to Adrian College. Hunter, you've had like a day to think about it. You tucked in that rebound goal on the initial shot by Kaylee. Take us through that moment when you found yourself with the puck, saw it go in, and then you get dogpiled by your team.
Well, I've been telling everybody that I blocked out a little bit, and maybe I did. But I saw Kaylee coming down the other side with the puck, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to stand on the back door, hope for the best. The puck showed up in front of me, and I put it in.
It was an interesting setup where Riley Johnson floats the puck up, goes through a defender's legs. Your sister, Emma, gets to it, goes around the net, trades places with you, right? She goes toward the blue line, and then you go to the dot area. I can't imagine how many times you've practiced that, just being sisters.
Yeah.
I mean, is there really that connection when you two get on the ice?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you always have that sister thing. Hunter has sisters, so you just always have that relationship with your sister. And when I saw her, I was like, we're doing this thing. And I just saw her wanting to do the switch, and I walked down and got that puck to the net, and I was like hoping that someone was going to bury it. So.
Yeah, and Hunter did, and a 4-3 overtime win for the women's team to take the Slots Cup, NCHA champs, get the automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. The confidence to just take that shot. Like, you'd like to score every time you shoot, but just like you had time and space, and you knew there were people going to the net. So just, does that come instinctually at this point, or do you have to like process that, like, oh, I should shoot, and then you go?
So basically my coaches have been always saying, just shoot the puck, get it to the net, Kaylee. We don't need the hardest shot ever. Just get it on net. So in that moment, I was like, I just got to get it to the net and just hope that someone's there. And Hunter was luckily there, and she just popped it right in. So,
do you think Saturday afternoon was the most ice time you've had this season? It had to be close if it wasn't. You were out there for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, the legs were hurting a little bit towards the end of the game, but it was great. I mean, I've been on and off getting ice time, not getting ice time throughout this whole journey. And, you know, you just kind of have to give it up to God and hope that he has it all planned for you, which he does. And I'm just so thankful that I've gotten that ice time, and it's been great to get that much ice time, and I'm just so lucky to be on this team with everyone surrounding me, cheering me on, and just wanting me out there. So,
yeah, well said. Hunter, back to you. Obviously, Kaylee on the team last year as well, but we talked about the revenge factor. You know, here we are playing St. Norbert again. I tried telling Coach, I said, I feel like we're going to play Norbert again. And here we are playing the same team that bounced you last year. Thoughts on that to kind of get back? It's a different version of the team. I understand that, but the same jersey on the other side.
It's definitely like an unreal feeling. Like I kind of had a feeling we might play St. Norbert too. And just it's so sweet. Like just we're at home. We're playing the team that took it from us last year, and we came out on top. It's just amazing.
I talked about you know, Kaylee getting more ice time. I feel like your ice time has jumped up a little bit too, Hunter, and that's obviously deserved. I think you're one of the stronger people on the puck, on the ice. Like, you're hard to get that thing away from. And you're not afraid to get physical either. Could you talk about, you know, how you try to play hockey, or maybe someone you model your game after?
Well, I actually wear number 26 because of Kendall Coyne, and she's little and fast, just like me. And, you know, I'm not afraid to get in there. Like, someone's got to do it. And someone's got to be all over the ice getting the puck. And I feel like I've always been told, like, my coaches, my summer coaches are, like, elite players get the puck. They go get the puck. So, you know, that's what I try and do, and it's been working out real well.
Yeah, I would say so. Kaylee, with our trip to Lake Forest, I asked you about your sister, Emma, mm-hmm. who's on the team, playing on the ice with your sister. This is a different audience, so if you could explain that, you know, maybe to the listener. There are two sets of sisters on the team, mm-hmm. With the Huben Schmitz as well, but what's it like to play with your sister?
It's great. I mean, we've only had one season where we haven't played together, which was my U12 year, so, you know, I've never not been with my sister, and, I mean, it's a great opportunity to be able to play with your sister and play at this level with your sister, and we always talked about playing in college together, and to actually make it happen is an unreal feeling, so...
The Simons from, as we mentioned, Howell. I'm going to go back, Hunter, to a question I skipped in the beginning because I want to get right to the goal. From Lake Elmo, Minnesota, are you still live there, and then you come to school here, or what drew you to Adrian College back in the day?
Well, actually, I did the prospect camp after I just did a camp out in Boston. And I kind of fell in love with the campus and, like, the feel. Like, it was very safe. Everyone was very welcoming. I met a lot of the girls, like, Roy, Wooby, Jess, Betty, like, all of them. And they were super nice. And, like, Skelly kind of coached the kind of hockey that I wanted to play. And it was just a really good opportunity for me to be on a top five team and, like, be playing hockey, like, actually playing. And I don't know. It just... Part of me wanted to get away a little bit too, like build that independence up. So that was also part of it.
And your family, no stranger to the Arrington. Does your mom make the trip from Lake Elmo all the time? Or
she does.
Oh my
gosh. A lot. She does make it. She is like, even if you're not playing, I just want to come see you.
What kind of drive is that?
It's probably about 10 hours, maybe more. It's awful, I can say. I can attest. I've done it a couple times myself. But it sucks, but I'm very, very grateful for that support. It's just awesome to see her and for, like, her being there for me. And she was there this weekend, and, you know, I scored it, and I went up to the glass after celebrating just to see her, and she's bawling, and it, like, made me want to cry. I'm going to cry now, actually.
I saw another, I don't know if it was a parent or grandparent hugging somebody. I'm just like, I can't watch people cry,
mm-hmm.
especially when, like, you're on the verge, too, from happiness, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, just all the practices they went to, right?
Yeah.
And here we are, and we hope. Selfishly, that's not the biggest goal that you score or the biggest assist you have. There's more down the road.
Yeah.
You're going to get to know me if you didn't know me already, because I don't know if you know this. Chad okayed me to go on this trip.
Woo!
Saturday.
Okay,
so, yeah,
let's go.
Hold your applause. That's almost an 8-hour bus trip.
Ooh, yeah.
You guys are used to that, though.
Yeah.
Kaylee, we'll go to you. I mean, you played some very road games this season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was long ones. We got our little dog beds that we like to lay in. So, I mean, that helped it for sure. But you just got to go in with the mindset that you got to shake out the legs at the next practice. Like when we get there, we have our pregame practice. And you just got to go out there and shake the legs and do whatever you got to do to get ready for that game. So
Hunter's mom has an 18-hour car ride ahead of her.
Ooh. Guess so. We'll see.
So. Well, again, congratulations to both of you. Well deserved. You sweep the regular season and the conference tournament championship. So, Ken, thanks for that. Bulldog fans, proud of you. Proud of you. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Adrian will travel to Wilkes. That's out in eastern Pennsylvania. First round matchup on Saturday at 3. If you can't make it out there, you should listen right here on 96.5 The Cave. If you travel out there, I might find airtime for you. I might get Hunter's mom on the air, make it worth her trip. Yeah, she probably has stuff to say.
Oh, she'll have a lot to say.
All right, well, thank you both for your time. Congratulations, and good luck on Saturday and Thursday with the bus trip with me.
Thank you very much.
All right, once again, that was Hunter Reardon and Kaylee Simon with the NCAA Women's Ice Hockey Team. We will be back to finish up our program. We'll go to lacrosse with Madeline Turcotte, a junior from Heartland, Michigan. We will talk to the Bulldog attacker right after these words from Adrian College and Frickers in Adrian. This is the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella store.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella store.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella store.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella store.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
We're back. I know you never left, but we are on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com, Frickers in Adrian. That's the place to be, not just Monday night, but every night, unless you are a collegiate athlete, in which case, dine with caution. A lot of water, a lot of salads. You can get that here if you want.
Right.
I would recommend what I have today, the brew fries. And I did have a salad, so I countered the fries with some salad.
Was the fries
and chicken and bacon on it. So
it's
about 50-50. Yeah. Madeline Turcotte with me with the women's lacrosse team. I learned I have been saying her name right, at least today.
Yes.
In the other recaps from the website, I don't know. I can't guarantee I said it right all the time.
That's okay. You got it now.
That's all that matters. Leading the team, 28 points, 18 goals, and 10 assists. Here's where you give credit to your teammates for passing you the ball.
Yes.
And then your other teammates for scoring when you pass it to them.
Yeah, catching the ball, being there, being open, getting the good cuts off. Couldn't get those assists without them.
All that good stuff.
Yeah.
You would be, I'm trying to do the math in my head, and it's difficult. Were you part of Coach Asher's first recruiting class?
I think I was second. I might have been first.
I think this is her third season, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is her third season. I came in as a transfer.
Okay.
Last year.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't say where you transferred in from.
I transferred in from Concordia. Yep. Okay. University of Ann Arbor.
Yeah. Kind of an easy guess there.
Yeah.
From Coach and her prior tenure. Aside Coach, what brought you over to Adrian College?
Other than Coach, which she was a huge reason as to why I came, because she's an awesome coach. But on my visit here, my roommate right now, she also went to Concordia. She reached out to me and told me to go take a visit there because she used to be the Concordia coach, Coach Asher. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, during that time, I had very limited options as to where I wanted to go. So I was just like, you know what? Why not? I'll go check out Adrian. I like Coach Asher anyways. Let's go check out the campus. I came here and I honestly just fell in love with the campus, especially our athletics program, facilities and whatnot. Like the stadium is just, we were just talking about this today, actually, the team, because today was our first practice back on the stadium outside of the dome. So it's just like such a surreal feeling being out there. Like it feels like nothing else matters in the world when you're on the field. I don't know if it's the way that the stadium is set up or whatever, being with the girls. It's a really good time. It's super fun. So I just fell in love with a lot of the facilities here and the programs, and it's just a great school overall.
And Coach has brought in, obviously, some younger recruits, but some transfers too. And
yeah.
Some old teammates from Concordia. Right?
Yeah, there's we have a lot of girls that used to be committed to Concordia. So when they were committed, they ended up shutting down. So then they decided to go to Adrian.
Okay.
The only other one that transferred with me that is the same age is Jessica Schmidt. So she's a defender.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you also lead the team with 28 draw controls. Do you play goalie too?
No.
No? Okay.
No, I do not play goalie.
All right. Well, maybe you should try. 4-0 on the season. That's about as good as you could ask for confident blowout wins, scoring 20 goals in all the games this season.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I know.
Mike Crank talked about that. Not to average 20, to score 20.
To score exactly 20. It's crazy.
Is that Coach's goal for each game? like, hey, score 20, and then you do. You're like,
well,
okay.
the goal is to win, but like,
yes.
With this is the first year that I think we've scored like around or in the 20s for our game, so that's a huge accomplishment. But yeah, I was actually just talking to my mom about this the other day. Like, it's so interesting to see how different our team is this year. Like, we just recently played Ohio Northern. I think it was like our first or second game, and we won 20-9, maybe one around there. But I don't even consider that like a huge blowout to me, because I actually thought Ohio Northern wasn't much different than last year. We lost to them last year. But I thought they were still a really good team, like held themselves together well. I just think that this year we are a completely different team. Like, we dominate when we get on the field. So I don't know. It's just crazy. 4 games in a row scoring 20. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And get a trip to Florida in there. 2 games down in Florida.
It was so fun. It was such a good time. We had an Airbnb with the girls, and it was just a really good time to like bond with everyone and build our connection. I think that coming back from this, our team connection has just gotten so much stronger, and I'm very thankful for the coaches that they set that up, because that was just the most memorable experience ever.
Did you bus it down or fly it down?
We flew.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's even better.
Yeah.
I mean, that's less team bonding, though.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, we spent a lot of time together. Yeah. We did a talent show in the Airbnb.
You won?
We came second.
Say we?
Like, we had groups.
Okay.
So my group was in second place.
How many groups were there? 2?
4, 5.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. We have a pretty big team. I think there's like 26 girls. Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Outside of the 2 games in Florida, you played your other 2 in the Dome.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a huge change from last year.
Yeah. Actually, the Dome, I think, got us so prepared for Florida, which is really smart on coach's part, because it can be a little bit humid in there, and just like, you know, not getting the full fresh air. So being humid in the Dome and then like transferring to Florida weather, it really helped us with like being conditioned and like ready for the games. So yeah.
And aside from playing, you get some practice in there too. You're out of the blue gym for the most part, I hope.
Yeah, no more blue gym.
Okay.
It's so nice.
So I remember
we
seeing that
dome.
I'm like, how do you even lacrosse in that thing?
No, you can't. You have to play wall ball and like maybe some line drills, but even then it's hard to see the ball because of the lights in there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Projected the team is to finish 4th in the conference, mm-hmm. which conference play begins at the end of the month. Is that something you guys talk about as a team, or the coaches talk about, like, hey, here's what the league thinks of you, or here are the expectations for the season?
Yeah, I think coming from last year, the league really was not expecting us to be, because we were a good team last year, but we're even better this year. So like last year, it was a shock to everyone how much we improved. And going into conference, like, I can't wait to show off the skills that we have this year, like doubling from last year. So yeah, conference is a big talk. We have a pretty good schedule for a non-conference, which I think really prepares us, because our conference is like, it's good. It's pretty hard. So yeah, I'm really excited to take it on. I think our team is going to do fantastic.
Speaking of the team, I am talking with Madeline Turcotte with the women's lacrosse team. We just talked to hockey players. Lacrosse is, people want to say it's a little bit similar, but you got, you know, you play, I'm going to guess you play attacker, but in the middle?
Yeah, so I take draw, which is technically what like midfield does, but I'm an attacker. So instead of running over to defense, if the other team were to get the ball, I stay on the attack side. But it is a lot like hockey. Like, forward for hockey is like attack for lacrosse.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't have to play any defense.
I mean, redefending.
Usually.
If we miss the goal or it goes out of bounds, redefending up the field. But other than that, no. I mean, sometimes midfield will stay back if they need someone to go over for them because they've just been going back and forth. I can go up sometimes. I actually did in one of our most recent games, and it was actually pretty good.
Okay.
I was kind of proud of myself. It's been a minute since I played defense, so.
who's normally, I want to say on a line with you, but who's normally, you know, on the left or right of you?
Like on attack?
Yeah.
So we have like a box. So I'm usually on top right. Mariana Miller's below me during transition, she's below me. And then we have Casey Woodall and Skylar Donaldson.
Okay. Yeah. I recognize 2 of those names.
Yes.
Tell me about Skylar.
Skylar, she is a sophomore this year. She's really performing this year. Like, she's doing a great job of catching, passing, shooting, cutting. Like, she's really putting in the work. So, yeah.
Okay. So it's generally just the 4 and the
Four in the attack.
Attacking zone.
So there's
okay.
four defense, four attack, three midfield, and then okay. one goalie.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, when you gain your opponent's side,
mm-hmm.
you can only have four in there? I haven't called – I watch very little lacrosse on TV, I'll be honest with mm-hmm. you. I called
it's okay.
a couple of games for the last couple of years on the Cave.
Yeah.
Held my own. Not great. Can you have more than four in the attacking
yeah,
side
you can.
At a time?
You can, but you can't have any less. If you have less, it's offsides. But if you decide to have, like, five on attack, then we are just one down on defense.
Okay.
Like, it's not considered offsides because it's if anything, it's the opponent's advantage.
Yeah. But so you just got to get a ground ball and
right.
away they go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could you talk about maybe some of your midfielders? Because you got to work with all of them.
Yeah, we have a really good midfield line on the field and off the field. So usually our midfield line is Sarah Gross, Jenna Alley, who is a transfer from Siena Heights recently this year. She's a
okay.
huge asset to our team.
Her name's popped up a few times.
Yeah, she's yeah. great. And then Abby Malone, who is a sophomore. Sarah Gross is a junior. She's my grade.
Okay.
All three of them. I mean, it's huge assets to our team. They're the whole reason why the ball is able to be transitioned. They get really good shots off. Their passes are crisp. They do a really good job. Abby Malone does really well at intercepting the ball on defense as well as like transition to the other team.
Okay.
So, yeah, all of them are super good. They all have strong roles on this team.
When the Bulldogs are defending and you're hanging out the midfield line more often than not,
mm-hmm.
What are you doing
on the
during
midfield
that time? Are you barking out instruction? Or what are you doing?
So when our team is on defense and I'm sitting there on attack, I'm all that's focused on my mind is cheering on my defenders because without defenders, we wouldn't have a game. And
right.
they take a huge part in it. I actually don't think they get enough credit just from, like, statistics because it's hard to get stats as a defender. But mm-hmm. all of every single defender on our team is they're just the team. I know last year we actually led in some sort of stat for how good our defense was. And, yeah, I don't know. I just – when I'm at the line, I'm just like, go defense.
So you're a cheerleader
yes,
back
yeah.
there. I was wondering if, like, if you see something, you could kind of be another coach out there and say, hey,
yeah,
watch
if there's
here.
Like a cutter.
Watch there. Yeah.
If there's a cutter and somebody yeah. doesn't see it, I'll, like, watch the cutters.
Okay.
If they're able to hear me, that's great. Most of the time yeah. they're able to just see it, though, and pick it up.
Okay. Well, very good. Next game will be this Saturday. You're home. You're in the dome.
Yeah.
What? They don't make you play outside?
No, I think it's because it's supposed to snow.
Oh.
Last year we played a game on snow. The field was snow.
Yeah.
So the dome is very, very nice.
Yeah, you don't have to cancel any games.
No. Nope.
Well, very good. Well, Madeline, a pleasure talking to you and learning more about lacrosse.
Yes.
I mean, if you were here to listen to me figure out equestrian... that was something else. Stacy remembers. That was, yeah.
That's fun. It's a cool sport.
It is, and I learned a lot.
Yeah.
So thank you for teaching me.
Yeah, of course.
It kind of fits into what she wants to do after graduation. So congrats on the success so far, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right, once again, that was Madeline Turcotte with the women's lacrosse team at Adrian College. Quick thank you to the staff here at Frickers and Adrian for helping me through. Today was a day. It was a day. I was really hungry, so we kind of went overboard with the stuff. But thanks to Stacey, and thanks to all the people helping us out here at Frickers, to people on the show, Ms. Turcotte, we had Hunter Reardon, Kaylee Simon, Gabe Jones, and, of course, Mike Prang to kick off the show. For our engineer, Trevor Wilson, in our studio, I'm Ian Wentz saying so long, goodbye for this week. We'll be back next week. I can't guarantee the time, so we'll just say 7 o'clock and if it changes, we'll let you all know. Yeah, this has been the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.